Hello and good afternoon. This is Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Katerina Lyodi, and by myself, Hercules Konoma. Today, we'll be listening to the poems of Greece's second Nobel Prize in Literature laureate, set to music by the country's grand composers. In between the songs, we will be reading excerpts from his Nobel lecture that was addressed on December 8, 1979. Welcome on board Greek Music Express. Our destination, Odysseas Elitis.
Ο έρωτας του αρχιπέλαγος κι η πρόωρα των αφρών του κι η γλάρη των ονείρων του στο πιο ψηλό κατάρτι του φωνάχτησαν εμείς ένα τραγούδι. Στο πιο ψηλό κατάρτι του φωνάχτησαν εμείς ένα τραγούδι. Ορίζοντες του ταξιδιού του κι ήχο της νοσταλγίας του στο πιο βρεμένο βράχο της η αραβωνιά στυκιά προσμένει ένα καράβι στο πιο βρεμένο βράχο της η αραβωνιά στυκιά προσμένει ένα καράβι. Ο έρωτας το καράβι του κι η αμερίμνησία των μελτεμινιών του κι ο φλόκος της ελπίδας του στο πιο ελαφρό κυματισμό του ένα νησί λιγνίζει τον έρχομο. Στο πιο ελαφρό κυματισμό του ένα νησί λιγνίζει τον έρχομο.
Elitis said the following when accepting the Nobel Prize. May I be permitted, I ask you, to speak in the name of luminosity and transparency. The space I have lived in and where I have been able to fulfill myself is defined by these two states, states that I have also perceived as being identified in me with the need to express myself. It is good, it is right that a contribution be made to art from that which is assigned to each individual by his personal experience and the virtues of his language. Even more so, since the times are dismal and we should have the widest possible view of things.
Μεσάνυχτα
not speaking of the common and natural capacity of perceiving objects in all their detail, but of the power of the metaphor to only retain their essence and to bring them to such a state of purity that their metaphysical significance appears like a revelation. I'm thinking here of the manner in which the sculptors of the Cycladic period used their material to the point of carrying it beyond itself. I'm also thinking of the Byzantine icon painters who succeeded only by using pure color to suggest the divine.
Ελαφρά καλοκαίρια στέγες κοντά στον ουρανό μόλις που αγγίζουμε. Θα διάσουμε τη στάμνα, θα γίνουμε γλαυκοί δωρητές του πελάγους. Στα χίλια χρώματα τον ενθουσιασμό ελαφρά καλοκαίρια στέγες κοντά στον ουρανό μόλις που αγγίζουμε. Διάσουμε τη στάμνα, θα γίνουμε γλαυκοί δωρητές του πελάγους. Θα διάσουμε τη στάμνα, θα γίνουμε γλαυκοί δωρητές.
It is just such an intervention in the real, which has always been, it seems to me, the lofty vocation of poetry, not limiting itself to what is, but stretching itself to what can be. It is true that this step has not always been received with respect. Perhaps the collective neuroses did not permit it, or perhaps because utilitarianism did not authorize humans to keep their eyes open as much as was necessary. Beauty, light, it happens that people regard them as obsolete, as insignificant, and yet the inner step required by the approach of the angel's form is, in my opinion, infinitely more painful than the other, which gives birth to demons of all kinds. Υδροσιά
ξάστερο συναίσθημα.
Πολλά δε θέλει ο άνθρωπος να είναι ημερός, να είναι άκακος.
Πολλά δε θέλει ο άνθρωπος να είναι ημερός, να είναι άκακος.
Λίγο φάει, λίγο κρασί. Χριστούγεννα και Ανάσταση.
Λίγο φάει, λίγο κρασί.
Ήρθαν αλλιώς τα πράγματα, τον έξυπναν χαράματα.
Αλλιώς ήρθαν τα πράγματα, τον έξυπναν χαράματα.
Τον παν τον φέρνουν πίσω μπρος, του τρώνε και το λίγο βιός.
Τον παν τον φέρνουν πίσω μπρος,
του τρώνε
Certainly there is an enigma, certainly there is a mystery, but the mystery is not a stage piece, turning to account the play of light and shadow only to impress us. It is what continues to be a mystery, even in bright light. It is only then that it acquires that refulgence that captivates and which we call beauty. Beauty that is an open path, the only one, perhaps, towards that unknown part of ourselves, towards that which surpasses us. There, this could be yet another definition of poetry, the art of approaching that which surpasses us.
Τι να σας πω, γυναίκες, τι να μη σας πω. Παρηγοριά κι αλήθεια, που να μην τραπώ. Μόνο να σας ακούω, πότε θλίβομαι, ποια πιάνω τα σκοτεινά, στα νέφη κρύβομαι. Πότε μα το Θεό περηφανεύομαι, βάζω τα κόκκινα το Θεό περηφανεύομαι, βάζω τα κόκκινα μου και πορεύομαι. Οι ραγνιές ζηλοφώνιες φωνούς παιδε μους, τα λέθω για τους χρόνους τους μελούμενους. Τα λέθω τα γυρίζω και τα πάω στη γη που δώσε το σκοτάδι, πως για να το πηγεί. Πότε μα το Θεό περηφανεύομαι, βάζω τα κόκκινα μου και πορεύομαι. Πότε μα το τα κόκκινα μου και πορεύομαι.
Innumerable secret signs with which the universe is studded and which constitute so many syllables of an unknown language urge us to compose words, and with words, phrases whose deciphering puts us at the threshold of the deepest truth. In the final analysis, where is truth? In the erosion and death we see around us, or in this propensity to believe that the world is indestructible and eternal? I know, it is wise to avoid redundancies. The cosmogonic theories that have succeeded each other through the years have not missed using and abusing them. They have clashed among themselves. They have had their moment of glory, then they have been erased. But the essential has remained. It remains.
Κάμπι τη Σαλονίκη κι όρη του Μοριά. Κάμπι τη Σαλονίκη κι όρη του Μοριά. Πούν τα παρμένα χωριά, πούνε τα παραμένα κάστρα, πούνε τα χωριά. Μες στον αέρα κοίτα μίσο φέγγαρο, κοίτα κορίτσι πράμα, πού να το χαρώ. Δεύτερα μεγαλό, Θεσσαλονίκης, κόρη του Μοριά. Κάμπι τη κι όλη του μωριά πουν τα παρμένα κάστρα, πουνε τα χωριά, πουν τα παρμένα κάστρα, πουνε τα χωριά. Μες στον αέρα κοίτα μισό φεγγαρό, κοίτα κορίτσι πράμα, πού να το χαρώ. Δεύτερα μεγαλώνει, τρίτη πολεμά, τετάρτη γονατίζει, πέμπτη ξεψυχά.
What becomes of poetry? What does it represent in a society? This is what I reply. Poetry is the only place where the power of numbers proves to be nothing. Your decision this year to honor, in my person, the poetry of a small country reveals the relationship of harmony, linking it to the concept of gratuitous art, the only concept that opposes nowadays the all-powerful position acquired by the quantitative esteem of values. Referring to personal circumstances would be a breach of good manners, praising my home still more unsuitable. Nevertheless, it is sometimes indispensable to the extent that such interferences assist in seeing a certain state of things more clearly. This is the case today.
Και τρία εγώ, πράσινο πεντόπολο, μπαίνω μέσα στον παξέ, για σου Κύριε μένεξε.
Thank you.
And the Elitis Nobel lecture continues as follows. Dear friends, it has been granted to me to write in a language that is spoken only by a few million people, but a language spoken without interruption, with very few differences, throughout more than 2,500 years. This apparently surprising spatial-temporal distance is found in the cultural dimensions of my country. Its spatial area is one of the smallest, but its temporal extension is infinite. If I remind you of this, it is certainly not to derive some kind of pride from it, but to show the difficulties a poet faces when he must make use, to name the things dearest to him, of the same words as did Sappho, for example, or Pindar, while being deprived of the audience they had, and which then extended to all of human civilization.
Στη θάλασσα περπάτησα, που κάνε κάθε μέρα υποδηλάτησα. Βρήκα τα φρούτα που είχε το πανέρι της, το δαχτυλίδι που πες από το χέρι της. Βρήκα τα φρούτα που είχε το πανέρι της, το δαχτυλίδι που πες από το χέρι της. Το κουδουνάκι και το σάλι της, τις ρόδες, το τιμόνι, το πεντάλι της. Τη ζώνη της τη βρήκα σε μια άκρη, μια πέτρα διαφανή που μοιάζε δάκρυ. Τη ζώνη της τη βρήκα σε μια άκρη, μια πέτρα διαφανή που μοιάζε δάκρυ. Μάζεψα ένα-ένα και τα κράτησα και έλεγα πού ναι υποδηλάτησα. Την είδα να περνά πάνω απ' τα κύματα, την άλλη μέρα πάνω από τα μνήματα. Την είδα να περνά πάνω απ' τα κύματα, την άλλη μέρα πάνω από τα μνήματα. Την τρίτη νύχτωσε χνάρια της στους ουρανούς ανάψαν τα φανάρια της.
If language were not such a simple means of communication, there would not be any problem. But it happens, at times, that it is also an instrument of magic. In addition, in the course of centuries, language acquires a certain way of being. It becomes a lofty speech, and this way of being entails obligations. Let us not forget, either, that in each of these 25 centuries, and without any interruption, poetry has been written in Greek. It is this collection of given facts which makes the great weight of tradition that this instrument lifts. Modern Greek poetry gives an expressive image of this.
Δεν έχει τι να φοβηθεί.
we who have followed have had to take over the lofty precept which has been bequeathed to us and adapted to contemporary sensibility. Beyond the limits of technique, we have had to reach a synthesis which, on the one hand, assimilated the elements of Greek tradition and, on the other, the social and psychological requirements of our time. In other words, we had to grasp today's European Greek in all its truth and turn that truth to account. I do not speak of successes, I speak of intentions, efforts. Orientations have their significance in the investigation of literary history.
Έπεσα για να κολυμπήσω κι αφήσα την καρδιά μου πίσω. Αφήσα την καρδιά μου πίσω και έπεσα για να κολυμπήσω. Αφήσα την καρδιά μου χάμω σαν το κοχύλι μες στην άμμο. Σαν το κοχύλι μες στην άμμο. Αφήσα την καρδιά μου χάμω. Πέρασαν όλες οι κοπέλες με τα μαγιό και τις ομπρέλες, με τα μαγιό και τις ομπρέλες. Πέρασαν όλες οι κοπέλες. Ύστερα πέρασαν οι φίλοι, κανείς δεν βρει και το κοχύλι. Κανείς δεν βρει και το κοχύλι. Ύστερα πέρασαν οι φίλοι.
But how can creation develop freely in these directions when the conditions of life, in our time, annihilate the creator? And how can a cultural community be created when the diversity of languages raises an unsurpassable obstacle? We know you and you know us through the 20 or 30% that remains of a work after translation. This holds even more true for all those of us who expect a miracle from discourse and that a spark flies from between two words with the right sound and in the right position. No, we remain mute, incommunicable. We are suffering from the absence of a common language. And the consequences of this absence can be seen, I do not believe I'm exaggerating, even in the political and social reality of our common homeland, Europe.
Σύννεφα
στα κρυφά σου τόπα για τα σύννεφα, για σένα και για μένα. Στα φανερά και στα κρυφά σου τόπα για τα σύννεφα, για σένα.
Thank you.
We say, and make the observation its day, that we live in a moral chaos, and this at a moment when, as never before, the allocation of that which concerns our material existence is done in the most systematic manner, in an almost military order, with implacable controls. The contradiction is significant. Of two parts of the body, when one is hypertrophic, the other atrophies. A praiseworthy tendency encouraging the peoples of Europe to unite is confronted today with the impossibility of harmonization of the atrophied and hypertrophic parts of our civilization. Our values do not constitute a common language.
Μισά. Έφτασε η ώρα να το πω. Όλα με εκείνα που αγαπώ γυαλού ξεκίνησα. Όλα με εκείνα που αγαπώ γυαλού ξεκίνησα. Στα στη ζωή πορεύτηκα. Όσο κι αν κανείς προσέχει, όσο κι αν το κυνηγά, πάντα πάντα θα αργά. Δεύτερη ζωή δεν έχει. Εδώ στο δρόμο τα μισά.
μέσα. Άλλα είναι εκείνα που αγαπώ, γυαλού ξεκίνησα. Στα αλήθινα, στα ψεύτικα, πορεύτηκα σαν να ήμουν άλλος κι όχι εγώ μες στη ζωή πορεύτηκα. Όσο κι αν κανείς προσέχει, όσο κι αν το κυνηγά, πάντα
in today's journey across the poetry of Odysseus Elitis, we have been listening to poems of his set to music by Ilias Andriopoulos, Dimitris Lagios, Michalis Tranoudakis, and Dimitris Papadimitriou, performed by Alkistis Protopsalti, Nikos Dimitratos, George Dalaras, Eleni Vitali, Aphrodite Manu, and Eleftheria Arvanitaki. As for Elitis, he concludes his Nobel lecture with the following words: "To hold the sun in one's hands without being burned, to transmit it like a torch to those following, is a painful act, but I believe a blessed one. We have need of it. One day the dogmas that hold humans in chains will be dissolved before a consciousness so inundated with light that it will be one with the sun, and it will arrive on those ideal shores of human dignity and liberty."
Όλα τα πήρε το καλοκαίρι, τα άγρια μαλλιά σου στη τρικυμία. Το ραντεβού μας η ώρα μία. Όλα τα πήρε το καλοκαίρι, τα μαύρα μάτια σου το μαντίλι. Στις αφρόσκονες και τα φύκια, όλα τα πήρε, τα πήγε πέρα. Τους όρκους που έτρεμαν στον αγέρα, όλα τα πήρε το καλοκαίρι και μας τους δύο.
This was the story of Odysseus Elitis and his poems set to music by the greatest Greek composers, but I'm afraid that today's journey in his art has come to an end. It is time to kiss you goodbye with an instrumental by Ilias Andriopoulos, inspired by Elitis' work Prosanatolismi, Orientations. From our sound engineer, Katerina Lyodi, and from myself, Hercules Economou, peace and love, and keep believing in the miracle of Greek music.